I'm Tori Petri for DetroitLions.com, here with Steve Mariucci. He's a former coach of the Detroit Lions and now an NFL Network analyst. He was out here watching the Detroit Lions practice today. Steve, what was your overall impression of practice?
Well, I know that we're the only two wearing red out here. Believe me. I was really impressed, Tori. Starting with this defensive line that I watched and individual work, it's a deep bunch. It's a talented bunch. They had high energy. Might be certainly one of the best defensive lines in the National Football League. There's no doubt about that. And then you go over the other field, the best receivers over there, and Matthew Stafford is one of the top quarterbacks too. And so there's some things that are a given with this football team. But you got newcomers. Golden Tate, I wanted to see him, you know, because he went, think about it. He must have thought he died and went to heaven because he's played last year. He's got a Super Bowl ring, sure, but he played on a team that ran the ball the most. Here's a receiver on a running team. Now he's on a team that throws the ball the most, and he's got a chance for a lot of catches, a lot of touches, and he's going to play opposite that other guy named Megatron, too. So
that other guy.
That other guy. So, you know, and they're talented. A lot of weapons on offense. The new kid, Eric Ebron, who was drafted in the 10th pick, is kind of watching a little bit how they're going to use him, you know, and he's not your conventional tight end. We have these big, strong tight ends that are fast and athletic nowadays, kind of like Charlie Sanders used to be back in the day. And they split him out like a wide receiver, right? Like a big wide receiver, like a Jimmy Graham and a Gronkowski and a Tony Gonzalez. And he's going to be utilized in that fashion quite a bit of the time. So that was fun to watch today. This is a team that's going to contend for this division.
Now, there's been a lot of talk about Matthew Stafford. He's completed 5 years in the NFL now. And a lot of people say that 6 year is pretty essential for a quarterback. What do you think about Stafford going into a 6 year now?
Every year is essential for a quarterback in the National Football League. You know, you got to get started off. As a youngster, he had to get started off on the right foot just to prove his worth of being the first pick overall. And he had to come back from some injuries. And he had to show toughness and resiliency. And he had to be patient. And, you know, all those things that some guys handle better than others. And he certainly has been productive when he's healthy. Helps to have a guy named Megatron with you, but he's I like where he is. I like where he's headed. He's certainly one of the elite quarterbacks in the National Football League. This division is turning into a passing division. You got Aaron Rodgers over there, you got Cutler over there, and you got Stafford over here, and so we got some guys that can sling it in this division. It's not like the black and blue division of the olden days.
Of course, and you talked about the defense. You were watching them a lot today, and you actually got to talk with Ndamukong Suh. What was your conversation with him like?
He's great. You know, I think people probably have a misconception about this kid, you know, from Nebraska. I told him I wore the red just for him today. Because he's a gentleman, he's a smart guy, he's well-spoken, he's talented, we know that, right? Maybe a little misunderstood at times. You know, he just gets so wound up. I mean, he, you know, when he's playing games, that maybe sometimes he goes a little overboard. But, you know, I just thought that, you know, and he's just like a Matthew Stafford. He's growing up, too, with the rest of these young kids. You know, you mature, you become a pro, and it's not overnight. And so, you know, he's one of those guys that is hitting his stride. He's going to be due a big contract somewhere, whether it's here or somewhere else. He's going to sign a big one because he deserves it. And so he's just going to play out this fifth year, is what he said, because I asked him. He says he's going to approach it like he does every other year, just do the best he can on every single play and then let the chips fall where they may.
Of course. Now, on the coaching side, obviously everything is brand new for the Lions here. And you were once a new coach coming into this organization. Tell us about what the mindset is for Caldwell and what it's like coming into a new organization.
Well, Jim is lucky enough to come into a team that was a 7-9 team, but really, really should have been better than that last year. They blew a lot of fourth quarter leads, seven of them. You know, so just take one or two plays here and there, and they win this division. That's the team that he inherited, and he added to the team too. It should be better than that, and a year more mature. And you know, you add the guys we talked about earlier, Golden Tate and Ebron. So this team should be right there in terms of competing with the Packers, competing with the Bears. But Jim's, you know, they've got to teach. because it's new systems on both sides of the ball and in the kicking game, new voices, new systems, new terminology, even for Matthew Stafford. I mean, he's been thrown for 5,000 yards in one system, but he's got to learn something else from Joe Lombardi, you know, a little bit from the Saints, a little bit from the Ravens, a little bit from the Colts, you know, whatever that ends up to be, it's new. And so there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve, but by the end of the year, second half of the season, this offense should be very explosive, provided the Reggie Bushes of the world and everybody stays healthy.
Well, certainly a positive outlook from NFL Network analyst Steve Mariucci today at Lions practice. For DetroitLions.com, I'm Tori Petrie. We'll be right back.